Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years. The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland Cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
Well, hi, Bill. Thanks for taking some time out of your day here to talk with us about the bluegrass sale that's coming up.
Absolutely. I'm delighted to be online with you, Jamie. I'm excited about the bluegrass sale, and it's good to hear your voice.
So for those people that may not know who you are, can you give a little introduction or tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Bill Hudson. I've been in the Longhorn business since 2003, so 21 years now. We have the brand of Hudson Longhorns. We're based out of southern Indiana. And I've been in the sales and event business for 20 years. 2004, Joe Valentine and Lorinda Valentine and myself started the Legacy Sale in Fort Worth, Texas. And we've been doing sales events every year for 20 years now. Thus, the Hudson Valentine brand. Joe passed away a few years ago, but Lorinda's continued doing sales with me and my wife, Elizabeth. And we enjoy great friendship and great partnership.
I'm going to say, as long as I've ever known you, you've always put on a couple sales a year. So you're a professional at this
sale
host thing.
Yeah. You know? I don't know what I'd do without the cow sales. We really enjoy marketing cattle. We enjoy breeding them and raising them, and that's a delight in itself. But we also enjoy marketing the cattle. It's a lot of fun. It brings a lot of people together, a lot of great friends. Just something my wife and I look forward to every year.
All right. Well, let's jump into the sale a little bit. I know you said you've been hosting sales for, what, almost 20 years now.
Right.
So can you give us the history behind the bluegrass sale specifically?
Yeah, Joe and Lorinda moved to Bowling Green, Kentucky several years ago. And that's when we changed from doing it in doing a sale in Fort Worth. We started doing it here in Bowling Green. And I can't remember the year specifically, but it's been several years ago now. We had several sales in Bowling Green. And then when Joe passed away, we moved the sale to Lexington, Kentucky, and it's at the Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington. It's very convenient. People love the facility. People from the East Coast and Michigan attend it, even down in the Southeast, and even some people from Texas. So it's a great place to have a sale, and we've been doing it in Lexington, I don't know, maybe for 4 or 5 years now, I think.
Yeah, the facility there in Lexington is outstanding. Everything's covered. There's plenty of parking for everybody. There's a restaurant there. It's a great facility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so but before we dive into this year, should we talk about last year's sale a little bit?
Last year's sale, the market corrected itself on the lower end of the market, the lower and what I call mid-market cattle. It was strange because 2023 was record years for the elite cattle, the high-end market. But the lower end and the mid-market cattle corrected itself all through the nation. And we experienced that at the bluegrass sale as well. Our heifers averaged $5,700, and the cows only averaged $3,800. So that was our lowest numbers for the bluegrass sale in its history. And we're anticipating this year to be better. The market looks strong. The Legacy was just very successful. They had a $14,000-$15,000 average, I think. And we were real excited to see the kind of cattle that was sold for that kind of money. And so I think we're going to be fine. But last year's sale was a little soft, as when you just look at the market indicators. We did have a heifer that sold for $26,000, and we had a cow that sold for $19,250. But overall, it was just a little softer last year than it has been in previous years.
So, and I think if I remember right, there was about 10-ish, I think, cash cows total.
Yeah, so, that's probably right.
Yeah, so some of them did really well.
Right. Absolutely. There were some cows that sold really well. And I you know, it has there in previous years, it's done really well in Lexington and Bowling Green. So we don't see any, we don't have any big concerns about the market. We think the market's strong. People are still excited to buy these good cattle. So we're anticipating a really good sale.
All right. Shall we move on to this year's sale and talk about the details?
Sure, sure.
Okay. So I know we've talked about the sale being in Lexington. You want to give everybody the date and the time of the sale?
Sure. It's April 12th and 13th, which is Friday and Saturday, at the Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky. We start Thursday with just cattle arriving and people hanging out at the facility and visiting with friends. On Friday, April 12th, is when the futurity starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we have our heifer sale at 5:30 in the evening on Friday. And then Saturday, April 13th, we have a cow sale at 11 a.m.
As far as the sale day contacts, you'll be around. Liz will be around.
My cell number is 812-572-9501. If anybody needs to reach me, Mike Willinger will be there as well. He's our ranch manager, but he's really a lot more than that to us. He's our program manager. He really is responsible for what Hudson Longhorns is doing, and he helps out at these sales in a big way because he knows everyone and talks to everyone. His cell phone number is 502-379-1049. So you can reach either one of us if someone needs something.
And what about the auctioneer and pedigree reader for the weekend?
Yeah, we got Dan Huntington for an auctioneer and Chase Fasute for the pedigree reader. So we're excited about that. Chase wasn't able to be with us last year. He does an excellent job. He's just fantastic. And Dan Huntington has become the Longhorn auctioneer for just about every sale now. So we're excited to have Dan and Chase back on the block for us again.
So you said cattle are arriving on Thursday. If
right.
somebody has an issue, or who should they contact if they have questions about that?
Well, as far as the cattle handling goes and the cattle arriving, it's Lee Matthews. He's the one that runs the back, him and his crew. So Lee Matthews, I can give his cell phone number out. He's the cattle handler. He's 270-791-4343, Lee Matthews.
And is he for?
But if there's a problem other than dealing with the cattle in the back, then it's best to call Mike Willinger, 502-379-1049.
And then is he the handler for both the sale and the futurity animals, or are those different people?
No, it's so many animals and so much going on back there. Dan's actually hired a different crew to handle the futurity animals. I think it's, I think it's the guy that works for Ann Gravitt now. Sean, is that his name?
Yep, it's Sean Picano.
Yeah, I think that's who's doing it for the futurity.
Yep. And then for people who buy at the sale who don't have a trailer present, do you know of anybody that's hauling off the top of your head?
Vincent Rapp is. I can give his phone number out. He's 817-565-0252. But there are other cattle haulers that we will announce there to sell. There'll be several people there that are hauling cattle. I didn't get them in the catalog or get their numbers in advance, but there's always three or four guys there that are going in different directions. So just see me or Mike, and we can get you lined up with someone that can haul cattle for you.
All right, perfect. And I'll be sure when you announce those on the block, I'll be sure to let everyone know online who they are, and I'll message out their phone numbers too, so online people have them.
Perfect. Perfect.
Love what you're hearing? Be sure to check out our pickup truck confessions. It's a video series where we hop in the truck or rental car and interview a variety of breeders about what drives their passion for their livestock, how they got started in the breed of their choice, marketing tips, and more. And now back to the podcast.
Well, should we talk about the consigners a little bit?
Yeah, we've got a great group of consigners this year. It's They range. I didn't do any advanced work on this, but they're from Michigan, from Texas, Missouri, Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, lots more from Texas, Maryland, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky. We have consigners from all over the country. So that's one thing that makes our cell unique. I'd call it a regional cell because it's not held in Fort Worth. It is held somewhere else other than Fort Worth. But it draws from the Northeast, the whole East Coast, the Southeast, all the way up in Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma. And we even have some Texas support, several people from Texas. So we've got a lot of consigners. They're scattered all over the country. And it's just a real good lineup of consigners and support for the sale.
Should we move into the consignments? I think that's what everyone gets excited about the most.
Yeah, and I would start with our heifers. You know, this is a bold statement I'm about to make. But in my opinion, this is the best set of heifers the Bluegrass Cell has ever had to offer. And we've ran the Bluegrass Cell for several years now, and we've had some outstanding heifers come through this cell. But overall, from top to bottom, from beginning to end, I think it's the best set of heifers ever. We, Adam Clark, put a heifer in called HBF Funfetti. It's spectacular. Eddie Downey has put DFF Starry Night. She's already got a $3,100 bid on the Hired Hand Live webpage. Dave Hoving's put two really nice heifers in. Chase Lunford, Roger Cole, the Suttons, Dan Huntington. We've got one from Rusty Clark called RCC Flashing Star. Garrett Hubble's got a heifer in here called Hubble Sunshine. It's to die for. Tommy Peterson put one in called TP Carmel. And she's just fantastic from head to toe. Lateral horn, brindle color, great conformation. And it just keeps going. The KDK Wild Wanda by Kent and Janet Mays. Fantastic heifer. It's a KDK Wildfire daughter. Really lateral horn, brindle color, great body, beautiful heifer. The Torkelsons put in a beauty. We put in a real nice heifer from Hudson Longhorns. Savannah Smith at Leonard New River Ranch has got a beauty in here. Ken Morris, the Hetlands, Ricky McLeod, the Muellers, Kurt Twining, Diamond B Longhorns. Chris Hesse's got one called DCT Brook. It's absolutely fantastic. Again, the Hetlands, Laidback Ranch has got one in here. So I just took a minute to announce all those people because what's so unusual about this sale is the quality of the heifers. We usually have two or three really nice ones, but not this year. This year, it's the best set of heifers we've ever offered. So I say that to try to get the word out around the country that this isn't a sale you want to miss. It's not just some little regional sale. It's going to have a couple exciting lots. It's a sale that's got a fantastic heifer lineup. And anyone interested in acquiring great genetics for their longhorn herds and want to improve their herd, this is a sale you want to pay attention to and try to participate in for sure.
And I think those names, some of the names of the cow or the heifers that you had just mentioned, all of them that you mentioned, you hit the top five viewed out of the ones that you mentioned. The top five were the HBF Funfetti, DCT Brook, DFF Starry Night, KDK Wild Wanda, and then Hubble Sunshine.
That's so, on Hired Hand Live already. Yep. That means it's been viewed.
Yep, those are the top five viewed.
Yeah, yep. Good.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
So do we want to talk about the cows?
Yeah, we've got a great set of cows, too. I was more excited about the heifers, but the cow sale is going to be fine. Hudson Longhorns has several in here that we're proud of. Mark Hubble's put a beauty in here. Chris Hesse, Ricky McLeod. Diamond B's got a cow in here called JTW Cindy Bolin. And we put her on the cover of the catalog. We think so much of her. It's the first time in bluegrass sale history that we didn't put a Hudson Longhorn cow on the cover of the magazine. But we thought so much of this JTW Cindy Bolin, we put her on the cover of the magazine. She's absolutely fantastic. She's a 50-50 daughter. It's only a 17 model, over 9 inches of horn, lateral horn, beautiful body. She's going to sell really, really well.
Well, so for those people that don't know, JTW is tie wearing. That's what he always used for his animals.
Right.
So I'm sure that there's a story behind Ty and why he named this cow Cindy Bolin. So
yeah.
Hopefully we can, hopefully maybe Cindy knows the story and she can get us to tell it one day.
Yeah, we need to find that out for sure for the cow show. Right. That'd be great. There's a cow in here called Horseshoe J. Lucky. It's sold by Ricky McLeod. Fantastic cow. Mark Hubble's got one in here called Hubble's 2020. She's just a beauty. The Torkelsons have a cow called Fancy Free, an 18 model. She's to die for. Chris Hesse has a cow called Silver Sarah. Really great horn set on this cow. Really nice looking cow. Diamond B has another cow called So What. That's made from head to tail. Really nice. The way a cow ought to be made. And more. Rusty Clark's got an 89-inch cow in the cell, I think, that he's real proud of, and he should be because she's really fancy. And it just goes on and on. We've got really good, strong lineup of cows. But the Friday night heifer sales is what to really be excited about because it's just an outstanding lot of heifers.
And some of the cows you mentioned there, too, are also part of the top five for the cows. You want me to run over that list
which
quick?
Which five were viewed the most with the cows?
Yep. So number one is Silver Sarah.
Okay.
The second most viewed is JTW Cindy Bolin. The third most viewed is SO Sumi.
Right.
Lot 28 is the fourth most viewed, and that's actually a sublot, Hubble's Jazzed Up. And then the fifth top viewed is Lot 6, BL Speckled Darlin.
Very good.
So yeah, it sounds like it should be a good weekend between the sale and the futurity and everything. Are there any updates that you know of besides the one sub that I just mentioned?
Yeah, there's two scratches. Lot 28, Hobel's Roman Lee is a scratch, and he's got a substitute in on her already, and you just mentioned her name. Mm-hmm. Lot 18 is also a scratch. That's a Hudson Longhorn cow that we had to pull out of the sale. So we wanted to get the word out in advance. Those two cows are not part of the sale.
So we talked about how there's a futurity the same weekend as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about the futurity?
Yeah, you know, Johnny Hicks has been running the Bluegrass Futurity for several years. This year he handed it off to Dan Huntington. And Dan Huntington's just working hard to make it better than it ever has been. So we're doing he's co-sponsoring a bar with me on Friday evening and Saturday morning. That the Hudson Valentine sales and Dan Huntington sales and auctions are going to co-sponsor the bar. So we're going to make that bigger and better, have a better party. And he's also attracted more entries to the futurity than ever before. He's way over 300. I think the number's 380, but I'm not positive. I know for sure it's over 300. And entries, which is amazing amount. It's just really going to be a lot of people, a lot of participants with over 300 entries. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah,
more futurity entries probably means more people at the sale, which will be great.
Right. Yeah, we ought to have a packed out house there, I think. It's exciting.
Nice. Well, I know not every... sales couldn't be complete without sponsors. So should we give a shout out to your sponsors?
Yeah, these guys really, really stepped up and helped us in a big way. Hoosier Longhorns right here in Indiana. It's Dan and Tracy Jones. They bought a large sponsorship, and they've been such supporters of the Hudson Valentine Bluegrass Sale. They're just top-notch people. They have a great breeding program. And they're right here in Indiana, great friends, and we appreciate their sponsorship. We also had four other sponsors, Savannah Smith of Leonard New River Ranch. This is the Tyson Leonard herd. And Savannah now owns and manages and is doing a great job with it. And she's sponsored again to the Bluegrass Sale, and we appreciate her support. We have Bill and Suzanne Torkelson from Bull Creek Ranch coming all the way from Texas. And they support us every time we have a sale. You know, we have the Fort Worth Stockyard Sale in May, and they're always great supporters of that sale. But they don't overlook this Bluegrass Sale. They come to it, they consign, they sponsor, they support it, they buy cattle. They're just great friends, and they have one of the best breeding programs in the country. We partner some bulls with them, and we love partnering with them because their name means so much to people, and what they've accomplished in their breeding program is very impressive. We also have Ricky and Sandra McLeod, Home Branch Ranch. Ricky's a great friend. He comes from South Carolina, and he has a great program there. He loves the Longhorns. He's also into several other businesses. He's a very busy man, but he loves his Longhorns and doing a great job with his breeding program, and we really appreciate his support. And last but not least is Rusty and Joanne Clark, J Bar J Longhorns, Rusty Clark. And we appreciate Rusty. This is their first time to sponsor the Bluegrass Sale, but we appreciate them very much stepping up and being so supportive. And he's put in some great consignments. So we're looking forward and anticipating him to do really well here at the Bluegrass Sale here in this coming April 12th and 13th.
And I know that there's some sponsors for the Futurity as well. And I think they're all listed on the Huntington Sales website, so people can go out there and take a look at them, unless you know who they are, Bill, and you want to.
I don't know off the top of my head, so I'd hate to guess. I'll leave people out. So, okay. Yeah, that's great. Look at Dan Huntington's webpage. Be the best way to find that out.
Okay. Anything else you want to say that we've maybe forgot about for the weekend?
I don't know who the judges are for the Futurity. I'd love to announce them, but I don't have that information on the top of my head either. Maybe that's on Dan Huntington's webpage as well. But yeah, he'll do a good job selecting judges, I'm sure.
Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk about the Bluegrass Sale, and I guess we'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks for having us, and hope we'll see everyone at the Bluegrass Sale April 12th and 13th in Lexington, Kentucky.